A recent study revealed Texas to be the most haunted state in the U.S. But where in North Texas do these hauntings actually happen? Here are the five most haunted places in North Texas. White Rock Lake. One of Dallas' best-known hauntings is that of White Rock Lake, where the Lady of the Lake is said to roam. Several locals claim to have first-hand experiences with the woman. Their stories are eerily similar. According to WhiteRockLake.org, the stories go as follows. The Lady of the Lake legend, documented in 1943, was penned by Anne Clark. Her narrative, titled The Ghost of White Rock, told the account of a young couple parked along the shores of White Rock Lake, and when they illuminated their headlights, they were met with the sight of a woman in white approaching them. The woman was accompanied by a young girl clad in a translucent, soaked, white dress. The woman allegedly climbed into the rumble seat and provided an address in Oak Cliff. When they inquired about directions, they looked back, only to discover that their rumble seat was vacant and damp. The couple proceeded to the given address, where they were greeted by a man. He said to them, "This is a very strange thing. You are the third couple who has come to me with this story. 3 weeks ago, while sailing on White Rock Lake, my daughter drowned." The Adolphus Hotel. The Adolphus Hotel stands as one of Texas's most esteemed hostels. Constructed by the renowned beer magnate Adolphus Busch, this historic hotel has been offering opulence and relaxation to its guests since its inauguration in 1912, as well as some haunted tales. Guests often make reports, especially at night, from guests who complain about hearing either loud footsteps outside their rooms or the distant sounds of a piano or a big band playing music from another era. When security staff investigates these incidents, they find no one in the hallway, and no music being played. Another common experience from guests and staff is the feeling of being watched and followed, accompanied by slammed doors. Old Alton Bridge. Old Alton Bridge, also known as Goatman's Bridge, is one of the most unsettling places in North Texas. Stories of trolls, fairies, and even the devil himself are said to roam the area. According to local legend, the Goatman's Bridge is believed to serve as a portal to hell. During the Halloween episode of Ghost Adventures back in 2017, the Travel Channel crew had quite the scare at the location. Signs of cult activity and witchcraft were said to be found lingering throughout the area. The bridge greeted the investigators with some sinister energy, causing Zach to feel as though he was being suffocated, Aaron to be forcefully thrown by an unseen force, and footage was captured of a pair of eerie red eyes hovering at the forest entrance. Ranch 111. In her book, Haunted Plano, Mary Jacobs chases down local horror stories, one of which is home to alleged devil worship, human sacrifice, animal mutilation, witches' covens, and satanic cults. Ranch 111 was rumored to be an abandoned scout camp in the past. Today, it has been transformed into a residential subdivision, the Firewheel Golf Course, and 111 Park in Garland. However, prior to its development, Ranch 111 served as a magnet for daring teenagers who would gather in cars after nightfall, seeking a bit of excitement. Susan Jantz recalls an evening expedition with a group of friends to Ranch 111 during the early 1980s, and a truly disturbing encounter. "We stumbled upon several lifeless animals hanging from a tree, their bodies covered in gruesome, unrecognizable wounds," she said. "That memory is etched into my mind forever." Downtown McKinney. According to local lore, there are tales of a man occasionally appearing on the second floor of a Louisiana Street building in downtown McKinney, peering down at the street below. The former owner of the building believed she had a notion of who this spectral figure might be. And that's just one account of the happenings in downtown McKinney. According to TexPart paranormal investigators, almost every building in the historic downtown is home to unexplained activity. If you'd rather stick to haunted houses filled with faux specters, make sure to check out Local Profile's guide to the best haunted houses in the area.